Hey, it's Jeff Farley at the Otisville Mount Hope Presbyterian Church on our weekly podcast, Today's Word from our weekly sermon. We're talking about seeing hope from Matthew chapter 1, verses 18 to 24 for December 19th, 2021. In Matthew, it says, this is how Jesus Christ was born. A young woman named Mary was engaged to Joseph from King David's family, but before they were married, she learned that she was going to have a baby by God's Holy Spirit. Joseph was a good man and did not want to embarrass Mary in front of everyone, so he decided to quietly call off the wedding. While Joseph was thinking about this, an angel from the Lord came to him in a dream. The angel said, Joseph, the baby that Mary will have is from the Holy Spirit, so go ahead and marry her. Then after the baby is born, name him Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. So the Lord's promise came true, just as the prophet had said, a virgin will have a baby boy, and he will be called Emmanuel, which means God is with us. After Joseph woke up, he and Mary were soon married, just as the Lord's angel had told him to do. So today we're looking at the other Christmas story. Most of us are really familiar with the kind of hybrid Christmas story that folks have learned from Christmas cards and creche scenes about Jesus being born in a manger, and then the shepherds, and then the wise men, and everybody all gets together in one big happy story. And yes, it's a hybrid, because it's actually putting part of the birth narrative from Luke's gospel together with the birth narrative from Matthew. To be clear, it's not a bad thing, unless, of course, you don't recognize that it's two stories jiving together. The totality of Jesus' birth is well beyond either Luke or Matthew's version of it in their Gospels. Lots of things happened, I assume, that are not recorded, and that's okay because Luke and Matthew told the stories they told for reasons beyond just what the curious would want to know. They, each of them, were trying to tell specific audiences things they would need to hear and understand in order to come to faith in Jesus as the Messiah, the Christ. Luke was writing his gospel to the Roman and Greek world well beyond the Holy Land. His gospel was written as part of the defense of the Apostle Paul as he went to trial in Rome sometime after 60 AD. His readers, some of whom might have been born in the Jewish faith, were much more likely to have been born as pagans. They were steeped in the Greek and Roman mythologies of gods and demigods like Zeus and Jupiter. For them, Luke recounted the supernatural events of Jesus' birth, stories that would have sounded familiar to Greek and Roman ears, yet with the twist of Judaism's one God and one and only Son. Matthew, on the other hand, was writing primarily to a Jewish audience, and for his readers, while the supernatural aspects of Jesus' birth were fine, he, Matthew, laser-focused on the elements of the story that those who had studied the Hebrew Scriptures all their lives would find familiar. The Spirit whispering in Mary's ear about the child she was carrying, and an angel who comes to Joseph in a dream to tell him that Mary is God's chosen one to birth God's son. It sounded familiar. No angel choruses in Matthew. Instead, Matthew starts with genealogy. His concern is how Jesus could be the Messiah. Now, I don't know how much you know about your own genealogy. In my family, we know a few things, like my great, 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 great maternal grandfather came to the United States before it was the United States, and that while we thought his last name was Young and that he came from England, in fact, the family name was Jung, and he came from Germany. My cousin Mark, a Methodist preacher, discovered that Mr. Jung was actually the Reverend Jung, and that in fact he was a preacher, and that he came here to help preach the gospel on behalf of the Lutheran Church, but that the colonists in Maryland weren't interested in Germans or Lutherans coming to their colony, so the Anglicans, on behalf of the gospel, co-ordained him as an Anglican priest and sent him with the last name of Young. Genealogy matters, you see. On my paternal side of the family, we can trace my grandmother Jessie McDonald's family all the way through Canada to the little small town in Scotland. But the Farleys only go back as my grandfather Oscar Rufus Farley, who was born in Canada. Who his parents were is a mystery. It doesn't in any way change who I am, but it does in some ways explain who I am. And that is what Matthew does in Matthew 1, verse 1, when he writes, Jesus Christ came from the family of King David and also from the family of Abraham. And this is a list of his ancestors. Matthew takes great pains to make sure that his primarily Jewish readers understand how this child born out of wedlock could be the Messiah, God's promised Savior, the Son of David, the Son of God. Because while Luke's readers want to hear about miraculous signs like that angel chorus, Matthew's readers needed to hear how Jesus fit the narrative that they had learned about God's character. They needed to know that God was fulfilling his promises to Israel, that this child was not a Roman or a Greek god, but was instead Yahweh's own son, one born within the tradition, one who was from all time to be Messiah. Yes, Matthew's story goes on to tell of the visit of the Magi, the astrologers from the East, but even that is nothing like a supernatural angelic chorus. Rather, God uses nature in the position of the stars in the sky to convince those who study the stars to travel to the birthplace of the one come from God to save the world. They believed they were looking for a new king, and they were. So you see, there are two stories about one story. Matthew's gospel is all about how Jesus is the one God had always promised Israel would come, a successor to King David, greatest king in the chosen people's story, and from Abraham, the father of the Jewish people, and more. You see, the point is, he's the one, and we are to look and see what has happened, because the story has just begun. Merry Christmas, and amen. Well, thanks so much for coming and listening to this podcast. If you have any questions, you can certainly send them along to us at otisvillepress@hvc.rr.com, or you can check out our website at www.otisvillepress.org, Otisville with two L's, just so you know. Merry Christmas.